has rescheduled its monthly business meeting today. That'll be held next Tuesday at 7 o'clock instead. That's an update on our latest.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, it is 6 o'clock. AP News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored today by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The weather is challenging for millions of Americans. The National Weather Service says as much as a foot of snow may fall today from southeastern Colorado all the way up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The National Weather Service's Josh Weiss on what more the nation's midsection can expect.
This heavy snow will be accompanied by very strong winds of 30 to maybe 50 mile an hour wind gusts for the next 24 hours. So significant impacts with heavy snow affecting a large portion of the middle part of the country, basically ending by Wednesday morning.
Josh Weiss with the National Weather Service. Federal investigators are looking into whether four bolts were missing from a door panel of an Alaska Airlines jet when the door panel slid up and flew off during a flight last week. The AP's Donna Warder.
The four bolts are supposed to help hold the panel in place, and federal investigators want to know if those bolts were missing when the plane took off. Alaska Airlines and United Airlines have reported separately that they've found loose parts in the panels of door plugs on some other Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets. 171 of those planes are grounded so they can be inspected.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. A U.S. citizen has been arrested on drug charges in Russia.
The arrest of Robert Woodman Romanov was reported by the press service of the Moscow courts. It said a district court had ruled on Saturday to keep Romanov in custody for 2 months on charges of preparing to get involved in illegal drug trafficking, pending an official probe. It didn't offer any details of the accusations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Trump will be in federal court today in Washington as an appeals court hears arguments on whether he is immune from prosecution on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Michigan beat Washington 34-13 in the college football playoff title game. This is AP News. Immigration is a sensitive subject in France. The AP's Julie Walker.
French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne resigned Monday following political tensions over immigration. And President Emmanuel Macron's office says he will appoint a new government. Elizabeth Borne's resignation follows the passage of contentious immigration legislation backed by President Macron, aimed at strengthening the government's ability to deport some foreigners, among other measures. Borne, France's second female prime minister, was appointed in 2022 after Macron's re-election for a second term. He posted on X, formerly Twitter, that her work has been exemplary every day.
And word just in, Gabriel Attal has been named France's youngest ever prime minister as President Macron seeks a fresh start. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. An update on sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Bucks disappointed a home crowd by falling to the Utah Jazz last night, 132-116. It was Milwaukee's fourth loss in five games. Elsewhere, it was a win for Oklahoma City over Washington, 136-128. Chicago 119, Charlotte 112 in overtime. Indiana beat Boston, 133-131. Miami 120, Houston 113. And the Clippers over Phoenix, 138-111. From the NHL, Vancouver 6-3 over the Rangers. Pittsburgh 4, Philadelphia 1. Dallas 4-0 over Minnesota. And Colorado 4-3 winners against Boston after a shootout. It was a big win last night in the National College game for Michigan as they took the championship 34-13 over Washington. Closer to home in high school basketball last night, a win for Argyle over River Valley in girls basketball 65-32. Cuba City 87-26 over Riverdale. Boys basketball, Ithaca outshot Belmont 97-73. And Darlington over River Valley 78-31, the final.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood each year and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, we are proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you are able to support your community by donating blood, join us on February 8th for our bi-monthly blood drive. Contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics or consult our website for more information.
Today, a high of 34. The heaviest snowfall amounts could be midday into the afternoon. Additional 3 to 6 inches possible through late afternoon. A high of 34. East to northeast winds at 12 to 25 and gusty. Tonight, breezy with snow tapering off by late evening. An additional 1 to 2 inches possible and a low of 23. North to northwest winds at 12 to 25 and gusty. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and much quieter. A high of 31. Wednesday night, light snow likely, 1 to 2 inches possible, and a low of 21. Thursday, 28 with some peaks of sunshine. Friday, 26 with snow likely, several inches possible once again. We're under a winter storm warning, and we will be for the next 24 hours or so. Schools closed today at the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John's, also Boscobel, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, Highland, Waseca Steuben, Hillsboro, but Hillsboro will be teaching virtually today. North Crawford will be closed, and the district's child care center is closed, and the Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua will not be open. Southwest Tech Campus is closed today. Varkroots will be operating 2 hours behind schedule. And we're up to date, I believe, at least for the time being. Drive carefully if you have to drive today.
Safe place for kids to play. Teachers ought to get doctors and lawyers pay. I don't know about you, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try a piece of mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen. A buggy full of groceries ought to be cheaper than rent. Don't know why it ain't, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try a piece of mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen and how it all
Jane Prophet on WRCO, 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Well, I didn't need Squirt to get on in the front of the Vibe and pull me in this morning. We made it all right. The mighty Vibe and I have been out in some bad ones over the years, that's for sure. It is snowing right along today, and we're going to be getting some off and on through the day, it sounds like. And it'll be a wicked wind a little bit later on. It's a bit concerning as well, so it'll be blowing across the plains of Sextonville and all over southwest Wisconsin. So keep it tuned here. We'll have your updates along the way. Kind of our first major one. It is our first major one of this season. The scary thing is, though, with our snow predictors, we only have, what, 35 to go? 35 more snowfalls to go? Boy, that's very nice and enlightening today. Oh, well. This is Chris Young on FM 100.9.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for it up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise leading to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone, the way you smiled and said my name. Girl, you were so original, I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for it up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for it up all night long, the right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise leading to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh,
it'll make you give your heart and get it back.
Lady A and WRCO Radio, and what a song can do. It can do a lot. It can take you away to a warmer day, that's for sure. Oh, well, it can't shovel snow for you, but you can listen to music while you shovel snow. That makes it go a little faster, I guess. We're between 2.5 and 3 inches of new snow. Just went outside a little bit ago. They've got all these new scientific things. You know, you can check rain, you check wind. You know, I don't even have to leave, but they haven't devised a way to officially check snow, at least not anything that I have my hands on. So we have to do that the old-fashioned way. I have to put on my boots and my hats and make sure my mittens are on my mitty bits and go outside and check it. But anyway, it's coming down, kind of swirling around with the wind around 2 miles per hour. Here's Merle Haggard.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away, leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight.
Sign out on the door saying love don't live around here no more. Packed up what was left of my pride, topped off the tank for the long hard ride. 17 miles out of Lonelyville, yonder came a darling in a coupe de ville. So long, heartache, adios. Sorrow, see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello. Hit the gas, hot on the tail of that Cadillac. Said a little prayer, held my breath. Sure enough, the green light turned to red. So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, we'll see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello. We'll be right back.
She looked at me, I looked at her. A few days later in a little brown church, made a sweet deal with the justice of the peace. $45 for a license and a ring.
$45 for a license and a ring.
So long, heartache, adios. So I will see you later,
time to hit the road.
Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning from WRCO Radio 624. We having fun yet? We're having some fun here this morning anyway. We're moving on with the regular features. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30. We'll have all a rundown of all the announcements, winter-related. You know, there wasn't a lot of drama for this morning's winter-related announcements because most of them were called in or checked in yesterday afternoon. So they're kind of old by now. It's not a typical morning, but everybody was so sure it was coming, and they were for sure right, the way that it's begun snowing. And I'm always one that always thinks, they're guessing a little high, but they may not be. The way it's come in now, I admit they've hit it pretty well on the head so far. Sometimes the National Weather Service, I think, does estimate a little high, and I think they do that for safety reasons, you know, just to make sure that people know and take it seriously and things like that. But again, this one, who knows? It may be right on the button, right on the money today in terms of snowfall amounts and possibilities. So if you have to travel, it sounds like I'm guessing maybe this morning's going to be even better than later on today. And the crew's been out working on the roads for some time, and I'm guessing some of the side roads are pretty slippery this time. Snow is not that deep yet, but again, it is slippery underneath with a kind of a wet snow, and there is moisture underneath. So be aware and take care as you head about your merry way today. We're at 32 degrees. We'll have some weather-related announcements and other news coming up in just a handful of minutes.
I wanted to roam. She wanted a family, some children, and a home. But I left her crying on a cold December night. I was looking for the sunshine. I didn't need a wife. And to leave, baby, I'm sorry. My future's in. I broke your heart in a million pieces. I never did look back. But now I see that time I've wasted. Oh, I've been such a fool. Los Angeles, baby, my whole world was you. I travel the highway. See the lonely sea, playing my songs where nobody listens, chasing a foolhardy dream. From Nashville to Austin, from New York to LA, I let your love slip through my fingers until it was too late. And to leave, baby, I'm sorry. I broke your heart in a million pieces. I never did look back. But now I see the lifetime I've wasted. Oh, I've been such a fool. Los Angeles, baby, my whole world is just another night, just another ride down that old memory lane. Those promises I forever, forever never came. I heard she moved to Tucson and somebody changed her name.
she's happy, and God, I hope she's free. She deserves so damn much more than she ever got from me. Angeline, baby, I'm sorry, my future's in the past.
And Angeline, WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service parts and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News this time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. We're under winter storm warning until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for snow heaviest at times, possibly midday into afternoon. An additional 3 to 6 inches of snow possible today and a high of 34. Right in between 2.5 and 3 inches of snow, and it's 32 degrees.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A winter storm is impacting travel in Wisconsin today. The National Weather Service forecasting heavy snowfall and high winds throughout the central and southern parts of the state. The drivers, if you're needing to travel today, know before you go with 511 Wisconsin at 511wi.gov or via the mobile app. Travelers can monitor winter road conditions and view live videos from traffic cameras along their route as well. Clear snow and ice from vehicles before traveling. Fill the gas tank and windshield washer fluid. Have a fully charged phone and an emergency kit in your vehicle as well. Snowplow crews and emergency responders centers across Wisconsin are preparing for potentially hazardous conditions on the roads throughout the duration of the storm this week. Precautions to follow include snow means slow, that is, allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed during winter conditions. Be cautious on bridges, overpasses, and entrance and exit ramps. Don't be overconfident in four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicles. All vehicles require additional time and distance to stop in adverse conditions. Avoid using cruise control in the winter conditions as well. Buckle up, put your phone down while driving. Every tip, every time. Leave room for maintenance vehicles and snow plows. Move over or slow down for stopped emergency vehicles as well. Due to anticipated snow accumulations in the city of Richland Center, it has been announced that a snow removal emergency will begin at 10 o'clock tonight and will expire on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. This removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the city of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. All vehicles must be removed from city streets and highways from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. each night that the snow removal emergency is in effect. Vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. In addition, vehicles in violation may be towed at the owner's expense. Overnight, off-street parking will be available in five city-owned municipal parking lots located downtown. The five include the lot south of the fire department, also south of the city auditorium, parking lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, also on South Jefferson Street across from Quick Trip, the parking lot north of A1 Furniture. Overnight, off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, City Hall parking lot, and also the lot on West Seminary Street near Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. Again, the snow emergency begins tonight at 10 o'clock and expires tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. At a special Richland School Board meeting last night, the board heard a presentation from the Morris Leatherman Company last Thursday. This presentation summarized the findings from the community survey held in December. Representatives from Nexus also presented at the special meeting and discussed options to structure a capital improvement referendum within the guidelines obtained from the survey. Board members last night approved moving forward on a possible non-recurring operational referendum. Broken down, it would be $2.3 million in 24-25, $2.4 million in 25-26, $2.5 million in 26-27, and $2.6 million in 27-28. A proposed referendum question for operational costs in the amount of $27,160,000 for the public purpose of paying the cost of school facility improvement projects consisting of district-wide safety, security, and site improvements, and Americans with Disabilities Act compliance updates, remodeling and upgrades to district technical education space, roofing improvements at the high school, district-wide capital maintenance, infrastructure, and HVAC improvements, including adding air conditioning to the school buildings where needed, and acquisition of furnishings, fixtures, and equipment, and auditorium upgrades also were approved. The goal of the district is to keep the mill rate below $15. District Administrator Steve Board will work with Quarles and Brady to finalize referendum questions. Steve Board will be on today's morning show to give further explanations about the possibility of the two referendum questions. That comes up today, beginning a little after 9 o'clock on WRCO. A Milwaukee man will spend time in prison for a fatal crash on New Year's Day of 2023. Juan Felix Avendando was sentenced Friday to 22 years of prison time for colliding into a vehicle carrying a Menominee Falls family to church on New Year's morning. There will be no criminal charges in connection to a fatal shooting involving law enforcement in Ozaukee County. The incident happened November 2nd when county sheriff's deputies tried to pull over a suspect identified as Christopher Sewell for outstanding felony warrants near I-43 in the town of Grafton. The vehicle driven by Sewell sped off, which led to a chase. After a tire deflation device caused the fleeing vehicle to stop, Sewell ran from his vehicle and into a nearby tree line. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says after Sewell allegedly revealed a weapon, Deputy Michael Zilke shot Sewell, who died at the scene. A man who allegedly was evading a traffic stop has died following a crash in Dodge County Sunday evening. The sheriff's office there said after the driver reportedly did not stop for Washington County deputies, a Dodge County deputy attempted to pull over the possibly impaired driver, who was driving erratically. The driver then sped away at speeds of over 100 miles per hour. After failing to negotiate a curve, the pursued vehicle crashed into a tree. A 27-year-old man from Hartford behind the wheel of that vehicle died at the scene.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 34, additional snowfall 3 to 6 inches during the day, east to northeast winds at 12 to 25 and gusty. Breezy with snow tapering off by late evening tonight, an additional 1 to 2 inches possible and a low of 23. Wednesday mostly cloudy, much quieter and a high of 31. Another round of snow maybe Wednesday night, 1 to 2 inches possible. Schools that are closed today, the Richland District including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John's, also Boscobel, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, Highland, Wazika-Steuben, Hillsboro. Hillsboro will teach virtually, however. North Crawford School District is closed and the district's child care center will not be open. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua is closed. The Southwest Tech campus will not be open. Vark routes will be operating 2 hours late in and around Richland Center, that is in the city and in the country as well. Richland County meal sites will be closed. As a result, there will not be any home-delivered meals. Grant County meal sites, home deliveries, and bus and taxi services are canceled. Today's Crime Stoppers meeting will not be held, and the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post monthly meeting, that will be held next week, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock instead. Edward Jones Coffee Club is canceled for this morning at 9, and the Partners of the Richland Hospital meeting scheduled for today has been canceled.
Connections. That's what your Touchstone Energy Cooperative makes possible every day. By providing the energy our community needs to stay connected to work, to family, to everyone and everything that matters. Day and night, we're always here. Because we know that of all the connections we make, none are more powerful than the human connection.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at some games that went on last night. Some very high-scoring games in boys basketball. Details as well on a Bucks disappointing loss in front of the hometown fans.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Ithaca got into a shootout with Belmont in boys basketball last night. The host Bulldogs won 97-73. The game had the tempo of a college game, with Ithaca sporting 4 players in double-figure scoring and Belmont with 5. Ithaca never trailed on the way to a 55-44 lead at halftime. The Braves kept the pressure on and worked back within 7 at 69-62 in the second half before Ithaca got rolling again. Junior Channing Brown had 30 points to lead all scorers. scores. Also, sophomore Devin Iam added 27, senior Micah Salisbury 17, and junior Sammy Clary totaled 16. Winston Paulskill came off the bench to lead Belmont with 19. Belmont won the JV game 43-34 over the Bulldogs. Ithaca now 10-1 with last night's 97-73 varsity win. The game with Seneca is canceled for tonight. Many sporting events in Southwest Wisconsin will not happen this evening. They are scheduled to play at DeSoto on Friday. Belmont now 3-10 with a loss will play at River Ridge on Thursday. Monona Grove beat Platteville last night 75-59 and Viroqua over Brookwood at 87-54. Other boys' games, a win for Potosi over Argyle 79-63, Darlington 78, River Valley 31, and Abundant Life beat Barneveld 59-38. In girls' basketball from last night, Belleville over Dodgeville 65-50. Cuba City beat Riverdale 87-26, Argyle 65, River Valley 32, and Mauston over Portage 70-30. Wins over Iowa and Nebraska have bumped the Badgers up six spots to number 15 in this week's AP College Basketball Top 25 poll. Since losing to Providence in mid-November, Wisconsin has won 10 of its last 11 games. A weekend loss to Seton Hall knocked Marquette out of the top 10. The Golden Eagles come in at number 11 this week, down four spots. Wisconsin and Marquette both play tomorrow night. The Badgers at Ohio State and the Eagles at home against Butler. It makes you wonder, what if Aaron Jones had played every game of this season? Would the stretch drive have started earlier, or is it a good thing that he is so rested that he was the best back in the league over the final 3 weeks? Jones led all rushers with 358 yards, 22 rushing first downs, and 13 runs of more than 10 yards. Pro Football Reference reports Jones had what it calls a success rate of 62% this season. That's the highest mark in the NFL in the last 29 years. The Bucks with a tough loss at home last night, falling to the Jazz. Final score of 132-116. It was Milwaukee's fourth loss in five games. The Jazz had a huge 77-46 lead at halftime. For Giannis Antetokounmpo and the team, it was frustrating.
I think not just for me, for everybody. You know, it's being down in the first half, 33 points. I don't remember the last time we were down 33 points in the first half. Playing at home. Yeah, it was frustrating.
For the Bucks, their next action is coming up on Thursday night. Boston will visit Fiserv Forum. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy, and if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522, or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 Sometimes I feel a wave of a past break in my mind. And it makes me want to cry. Is this all we get to keep as the years go rolling by? Just a memory for
for all the days gone by. Oh, you're always in my heart, and you're often on my mind. I will never let it die, just as long as I'm alive. Sometimes it makes me sad that we never said goodbye. Well, I guess it never hurts to hurt sometimes. But for every step you take, you lose something on the way. You can't look forward to tomorrow and still hold on to yesterday. Oh, I hope that you can hear when I say, oh, you're always in my heart, and you're often on my mind. I will never let it die, just as long as I'm alive. Sometimes it makes me sad that we never said goodbye. Well, I guess it never hurt to hurt sometimes.
Oak Ridge Boys, NWRCO, it never hurts to hurt sometime. 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, drive carefully on your way through. Reports that the roads are not all that good. I'm not surprised. They weren't great this morning when I was tooling in, that's for sure. But probably have not improved and may not as well. Snow coming down at a pretty good clip here today. Old Henry Bray is coming in. He's got his dogs mushing them all the way from Boscobel today. Clementine, the lead dog, and he's going to be here bringing the old dog Henry in. So regular features continue on WRCO Radio. I'm not sure all these other kids get school off, but I'll probably have to do a quiz today, I suppose.
Wondering if we'd ever make it out of Omaha. And just two young hearts falling way too hard. My resistance wasn't helping at all. So let's drive all night straight into forever. See where this road goes. Take a one-way ticket to the best days of our lives. Baby, let's take a ride. Far to turn around.
6 Gun Sally and WRCO. Baby, let's take a ride. From the Richland Center area business community, ET Foods will be closed today, as will Creative Outlet in Richland Center because of the inclement weather.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from January the 8th. We had 416 head today, 74 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice, crossbred beef, steers, and heifers, 160, 166. Choice crossbred beef, steers, and heifers, 150 to 159. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 147 to 157. Choice Holstein steers, 136 to 146. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 135 and down. 109 head of slaughter cows today. The top 20% bring 91 to 106. The middle 60, 66 to 90. And the bottom 20%, 65 and down. No test on bulls day. 224 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 250 to 470. Quality beef calves 200 to 720. And the light poor quality calves $100 and down. And don't forget we have a feeder sale on Thursday. Already have quite a few consigned. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget we are also offering trucking out of the sale barn. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you, Andy. It's currently 32 degrees at WRCO. That winter storm warning runs through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's a long time. So it could get a little bit dicey even later today. I kind of picture that it might let up and it might be like, okay, we're doing all right, getting things cleared up, and all of a sudden, boom, it's going to come again. That's the way it appears on the forecast anyway. Light snow and then turning over to some heavier snow. I think the thing that'll make it look even heavier is the fact that the wind is predicted to be between 12 and 25 miles per hour with gusts a little bit later on today. So if you have to drive, be so careful today. Take it down to at least second gear. Here's Luke Combs.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. She drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. For the weekend, can't wait to go out till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool. Yeah, I'm such a fool. She's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Her crazy's beautiful to me.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 32 degrees, between 2.5 and 3 inches of snow here at the WRCO studios. The good morning time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service.